Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, we have much to cover, and we'll do our best to cover everything from A to Z over the next hour here. If you want to call in, you can. The number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe to the live feed. You can watch this 24/7, both my show and Tim Brown's show. By the way, I'll be on his show tomorrow morning, which starts at 6 o'clock Eastern time, I believe. If I'm wrong, I stand corrected. I believe that is correct. You can also check us out on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. And one more time, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, we have been paying attention to what's going on across the country over the last 3 years. Besides the pandemic and the big push for demoralization of America, namely zeroing in on our children, they're all out. I've been warning about this for the last 20 years. Of course, at first I was a hater, I was a bigot, I was a liar, I was this, that, and the other thing. Matter of fact, case in point, I was at the post office yesterday, and a local guy came out and said, you know, when people used to say your name around here, they used to cringe, and I looked at him and I said, how's that working out for him? How's that working out for him? And he started to chuckle because he put two and two together. Now he understood what I was telling the people 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, 5 years ago, a week ago. Now has become their reality. Yep, that's the gift of the prophetic. That's a Holy Ghost gift. You can read 1 Corinthians 12. It talks about the gifts of prophecy, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues, faith, miracles, health, healings. The list goes on. The Lord has not changed, friends. Remember in Malachi 3:6, it tells us that I am the Lord. I change not. In Hebrews 13:8, he says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. Who's changing? The people are changing. And it's interesting, now we're coming up to the end of our mercy, and we're beginning to see the tangibility and the reality of what the Lord is warning us about. And now we're here. And this on so many different levels. So, saying all that, many people were complaining about the Satanism that was being promoted in Target, as well as their, you know, transgenderism. That's what they call it. There's no such thing. Read Genesis 5:2. And they were complaining about how the kids are the end aim of these sodomites and these lesbians and these said transgenders. Of course it is. just like I said 15, 20 years ago. And if people want to go ahead and repeat history, this is how you do it. You ignore the warning signs, and that's where we're at today. And so anyways, I was talking about doing a protest. It's time for a protest to let these people know that we're not going to put up with their demoralizing schemes. And then we went up to the very top to understand who is dictating all this and how they're trying to create a narrative that wars against God's moral law. Not a good place to put yourself. Read Galatians 6:7. Tyrants should know this by now, but they don't, because the new ones on the scene think that they're going to do something that the other ones didn't do, but they fail to understand that Satan is a defeated foe, and he is limited concerning everything that he does. And what he likes to do is come to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, and we know who their father is, right? So we need to stand up against who their father is and enforce the law, because the Lord told us to keep his commandments, undo judgment, to keep his statutes, how to deal with the crimes. And that we might know righteousness and peace, Isaiah 51, verse 4, Amos 5:15 as well. So with that said, I started to reach out and started telling people, let's get a protest going. And because people were already coming to me saying, are we going to do a protest? And I said, okay, so what we're going to do is let's look at the 24th, or if that doesn't work, then let's look at the 17th. So now we're looking at the 17th. So I began to fleece people yesterday about doing a protest, and excuse after excuse after excuse. And these are the people, friends, these are the people that complain the most about what's going on out there. But when it's time for them to actually stand up and right the wrongs, what are they doing? Making excuses. Okay? If this applies to you, great. If it doesn't, great. If you feel condemned, remember, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The life is in Christ, not outside of Christ. You know, I told my wife this morning, isn't it interesting how much life you find when you're in the middle of a protest? And of course, it's very surreal to those that are bystanders. They don't have Christ. They don't have life. But to those that have Christ and those that have life, it's where you find your life, is when you're in the middle of it. You're the one spoiling the devil's party, friends. That's what the Holy Ghost comes to do. Remember, he gave us power over all the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19, and it's applicable to us all. So we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. I wanted to show you some more things concerning what happened at January 6th. There's more information coming out. As if we need any more information. We've already been given enough information to know who's responsible for what took place on January 6th, friends, the day of insurrection, the bad guy calls it. Nope, they're playing the victim when, in fact, their fingerprints are all over the entirety of January 6th. They first led you. Well, first they called you there. They led you. They drew you in, and then they attacked you, and then accused you of the crimes of the paid provocateurs and the D.C. police and the FBI informants. I want you to see this video because, again, what they're doing is they're continuously adding to try to drive the narrative into the minds of the people that what happened there was legitimate on the behalf of, you know, all these prosecutions coming on, incarcerations, imprisonments, and the list goes on, when in fact what they were doing is exercising their First Amendment. Check this out. This is a January 6th committee hearing footage, and I want you to see this for yourself.
Here is the first January 6th committee hearing
footage. Look how they added to it.
You might have seen. You're going to get to hear it. Look at that. You hear a lot of sound there, folks. You see this footage. It's pretty dramatic.
Sounds very riotous.
Here's the actual footage.
The actual
silent movie. Folks, same footage. Exact camera.
The actual footage had no sound to it. They added sound to it to continuously bolster the effects to justify the crimes that they're committing against the innocent on January 6th. And I'm talking about the government, the agencies that are unconstitutional. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'll play more of this on the other side. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know what's interesting is I just spent some time last night. I'm going to replay this January 6th committee hearing footage here for you in just a moment again. But what's interesting is I took the time yesterday and a feed came up on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about how his dad was shot four times in 1968, his assassination. And he said, we were sold that it was Sirhan Sirhan who was in front of him. And yet, all four bullet holes had the a blank point range powder on all four shots at the back of R.F. Kennedy. And he basically came forward, if you haven't seen this, he came forward and said it was the CIA that killed his father. Of course they were, because they knew that the RFK was going to win. And they knew that if RFK won, he was going to crack wide open the conspiracy of those that assassinated his brother. And we do a whole show on conspiracy theories as to how we were sold that they were theories by the mainstream media, who is CIA-controlled, the American version of the Gestapo, just so you know, right? That's why 94% of the people don't believe them. They say, that's what they say, that's not what they do, Romans 1:18. But what's interesting to note is the 33 conspiracy theories that they sold to you as theories all came true. And we do a whole show on this. Americans, when are you going to figure out that everything that you're sold by the mainstream media is a lie? It works for them because they're the ones driving the narrative. I want to show a video to you, and I'm going to go ahead and replay this, what I tried to get through during the last segment. And this is new footage that was just released on January 6th committee hearing footage. And I want you to see, friends, the point that this guy is making, that they that set forth the narrative that this was a day of insurrection are the ones, in fact, that put sound pieces to the videos when, in fact, there was no sound. Check this out, folks. This is
first January 6th crazy committee hearing footage that you might have seen. You're going to get to hear.
Oh,
Look at that. You hear a lot of sound there, folks. You see this footage. It's pretty dramatic.
Sounds very riotous.
Here's the actual footage. It's a silent movie. Same footage, exact camera. We matched the camera to the second. But there's no footage there, no sound footage at all. That footage was thrown in there to create a dramatic movie-like effect. It's no longer evidence now. It's now been turned into a little bit of propaganda. It's one thing if they told the public they did it, right, Amanda, but they don't. Look how silent it is. It looks like a 1920s silent movie. Bad behavior being shown. There's a guy kicking the door. These are bad people. But we were given an extra effect that didn't exist on these tapes. Now, in a few seconds, we're going to roll to another tape, and you're going to see a similar circumstance, an outside shot of the Capitol, one of the more famous shots that we all remember. And again, there's no sound. Somebody dubbed in the sound afterwards to create it Hollywood style instead of evidence. Here we go. Here's the second footage. Pretty loud. Now watch this. There's no sound. There was no. Why? Because these are closed-circuit television cameras. They never had
sound. Who added the sound? The propagandist. Who sells you the narrative on a 24/7 basis, Americans? The propagandist. Are you understanding the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, said Joseph Stalin. They're leading the opposition, and they're controlling the opposition because they're the ones driving the narrative. It's the same thing with what you're dealing with concerning the whole Pride Month right now. Who put that forward? The government did. Who's trying to normalize the crimes of pedophilia? The government is. Why? Because they're guilty of it. That's why. You know, we've been hearing a lot about the border. You know, we were sold by Donald Trump that he was going to put up the wall. Remember the father of the vaccine, that guy? And isn't it interesting? He promised to build the wall, and it was going to be really easy to do it. And that's what he sold to the American people, and that Mexico was going to pay for it. And he sold it to you that he was going to get the job done for $4 billion. Every interview went from $4 to $5 billion, then to $12 billion, then to $25 billion. And then once he became the president of the United States, he turned on the people immediately, not only just through the wall scenario, friends, by sending Paul Ryan out to tell you that we're going to pay for it and then the Mexicans are going to pay us back. Well, guess what? That never happened. Not one inch of wall was ever built under Donald Trump. 100 miles of wall was refurbished, old wall, but never new wall. Okay. Now we have all of these illegals coming in. And now all these other individuals are running for presidency because they need to get that wall put up that Donald Trump never put up. Is that how you make America great again, is lie to the people until you get there? And then don't do what you promised? Well, he did that over and over and over again. Okay, that's only a reflection of his supporters. That's really what it is. It's a reflection of his supporters who continuously support his lies. Why? Because they're trying to justify theirs. And you can't do that. Well, you know, one of the things that we've done is we've over and over and over again, even during the incumbency of President Donald Trump, we were telling you and having individuals live on the radio program from Arizona stating, regardless of what Trump is saying, there's over 2,000 of them illegally crossing the border on a daily basis. And they were right there doing the interview with us on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. The president would say one thing, the eyewitnesses and the American patriots were saying the exact opposite. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because over 7 million illegals have bled into the United States. And they didn't just bleed into the United States. They've been allured into the United States by mayors and governors, as you well know, using your dollars to put them on welfare. Okay? They should put that up against Thessalonians, where it says that if you don't work, you don't eat. Right, and the fact of the matter is they're thrown on buses, air conditioned buses, airplanes, flying to the destination, in many cases of their own choices. Well, look what's happening. This is what they're not telling you is MS gang members released into U.S. by feds among illegal aliens charged with 15-year-old boy's murder. I want you to go ahead and take a look at these punks, because that's exactly what they are. They're punks, okay? Coming into America illegally, And what are they doing? They're killing America's children. I want you to look at their faces, because this is a reflection of Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and every other administration that failed to do their job. Hey, friends, don't sit there and suggest to me that it can't be done to deport all of them. Go back to the 1950s under Eisenhower, or was it Truman, who actually came up with a program called Project Wetback. It was a project called Wetback. And what they did is they rounded up all the illegals from the southern border and they deported all of them back. I want you to pay attention to the fact that, friends, they're alluring them into the country right now, these sorts of people, like in Minnesota and other states throughout the United States, illegally, where the governors are committing the acts of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, 48, where they're alluring these types of people in and they don't have to worry about getting a license. They can just get one without having to prove anything. Try that at the airport once, friends. Do you see what's going on? You're the problem, Americans. I also wanted to let you know that I highlighted the fact that what they're doing is, and it's a part of judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, where they're actually in other countries moving people out of their homes, like in Germany and France and other countries, where they're giving way to the Islam welfare cases. They're moving the people out, the residencies from Germany. They're kicking them out of their homes, and they're actually placing a vacant home for the illegals that are being allured into their country. As a matter of fact, Merkel from Germany, Adolf Hitler would be proud, because Adolf Hitler did the same thing, just like they're doing here now, which is the Fourth Reich. What's interesting is Merkel slapped the flag and said that Germany belongs to that of Islam. Well, guess what they're doing in Chicago? And I've given you plenty of heads up on this one, Americans, but they're doing it in Chicago now.
It is my vision to take the next step to this, to go to the faith-based locales, and then move to private residents. There are residents who are suffering right now because of economic challenges. They have
this is Chicago.
Rooms, they have locales, and if we can find a way to get over the 30-day rule and other rules that government has in its place, we can take that $4.2 billion, $4.3 even maybe now, that we potentially have to spend, and we can put it back in the pockets of everyday New Yorkers, everyday houses of worship, instead of putting it in the pockets of corporations.
Oh, New York, forgive me, New York. My bad. But you heard what he said, right? Speaking of Chicago, speaking of Chicago, friends, they're doing the same thing in Chicago. My bad. I thought he was the mayor. Forgive me. This is actually in New York. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back on the other side.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he wants to fix a lot of things in the USA that are just wrong.
In classrooms, our children are indoctrinated into radical ideologies and even taught to hate our history.
For that and many other reasons, Pence says he is now a candidate for president. Another candidate whose name is lesser known has entered the race, North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum. The software millionaire and two-term governor says he'll pay for his campaign himself. How to survive the hideous air blanketing the Northeast? That's what many in more than a dozen states are asking as the smoke pours south from wildfires in Canada. Health experts say stay inside, drink lots of water, put the air conditioning on recirculate, and dig out those N95 masks. A former aide to former President Trump, Taylor Budowich, testified before a federal grand jury today in Miami. He later tweeted he answered all the questions. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to give you a little taste. By the way, I see the phone calls up there. I'll get to you, but I got to play this first. I want to give you a little taste of what I did over 10 years ago concerning this whole sodomite agenda and what was behind it. It didn't just start 10, 15, 20 years ago. This has been going on for a long time in this country. Watergate, friends, was a distraction by the mainstream media to cover up a pedophile ring in D.C. For those that have not taken the time to pull the curtain back, I just did it for you. Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. That's the mercy of God. And again, he looks to the 300,000 pulpits in America to enforce his commandments unto judgment. Isaiah 26:9. If they don't want to do that, then judgment's going to fall back upon them. Either you're going to live for the blood of Christ, or you're going to be condemned by it. There is no in-betweenites. Read Revelation 3 concerning the lukewarm. Check this video out. These are the people that they use. And by the way, when they were attacking me, MSNBC was attacking me concerning Bradley Dean standing up and protecting the kids that they were trying to make a prey. I had told, because I wrote to the president, as a matter of fact, it's right up on the studio wall here, where he responded to me not once but twice, and I thank him for that, because he verified my ministry and validated it. Thank you for doing that, Mr. Barack. I know you're a foreigner, but I still thank you for doing that. And you're a criminal. We all know this. But I sent it to him concerning the sodomite agenda, and he tried to just brush over the top of it, of course. But the people that he was appointing to head up this whole radicalization of young people in trying to browbeat any dissenters or anybody that wouldn't bow the knee to their agenda, that will never happen here, in Jesus' name, by the way. But the fact of the matter is they wanted to scare everybody into submission. I want to show you the type of people that they're using at the front of their radicalized well, their leadership concerning the ones that they're using to try to browbeat everybody into submission. Again, this guy's name is Dan Savage. You want to talk about sick? Just hang on a second, folks. This is crazy. Dan Savage is a spokesperson for the homosexual anti-bullying campaign. 10 years ago. Which is nothing more than the affirmation of homosexuality, GLSEN. Exemplified my point to
wait until you see this guy's crimes.
To dare God's justice by attacking the Bible, the homosexual stumbling block, and to curse those who did not agree with his perversion. It was reported that the first thing the bully said was, "Hope you're all using birth control," that the Bible was BS,
bullshit in the Bible,
and then continued spewing out sexual innuendos to high school students. This bully also set an atmosphere of hostility towards Christians who espouse beliefs that he was literally taking on himself. More than 100 students stood up and walked out of his derogatory, perverted, deranged, vulgar, and backward speech in a high school journalism
10 years
forum.
Ago, I made
yes,
this, friends.
I said a high school. The bully that took off the mask of the radical homosexual agenda was Dan Savage, founder of It Gets Better Project, an anti-bullying campaign with supporters and contributors from none other than Barack Hussein Obama. If Dan is not licking doorknobs in hopes that others get sick with the flu, then he and his husband are guests at the White House for President Obama's 2011 LGBT Pride Month reception, as well as attendees at the White House Anti-Bullying Conference. Keep in mind, this is the same president who overlooked the ICE investigation into the Pentagon. 5,000 DOJ employees were investigated for child pornography, who appointed over 225 homosexuals into key positions in government, including Supreme Court Justice Alina Kagan, who queerified Harvard, and who appointed as a safe school czar Kevin Jennings, who wanted to queerify the elementary.
10 years ago, if you're just joining us, I did this video.
The National Education Association has worked hand in glove with this agenda as well. They already had an LGBT caucus for teachers, but in 2010 felt it necessary to celebrate a new caucus, the Drag Queen Caucus. The National Education Association also
They've been working on this for decades,
pass Amendment I-24, designed to protect students from sexual misconduct by teachers. Many feel they refuse to pass the amendment in order to protect teachers who have sex with students.
No joke.
No wonder this bully felt so emboldened to attack a bunch of high school students, and just think, right under the noses of their parents. Dan Savage is also the same radical homosexual who said on HBO, he wished all Republicans were blanking dead.
You Republicans are like Arafat.
Unfortunately, not exactly like it. I wish they were all f***ing dead.
In 2006, Savage said,
Carl Romanelli should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope.
Which, by the way, stands contrary to the radical homosexual agenda's premise for hate crimes legislation. He also said,
I sometimes think about f***ing this shit out of Rick Santorum.
I'm with you.
He needs it. So it's not just women we're talking about.
Sure.
It's like, let's bone that Santorum boy.
All right. Let's video.
I'll go up for whipping up some Santorum in Santorum.
He's a sick. If the president and the homosexual lobby went out to prove my point, it could not have done a better job. In concert, these two radicals are clearly and literally at war with God and America as you know it. The homosexual lobby is foolishly being used as a political battering ram by an administration only to undermine and implement foreign law to that of America's. The radicals are at their end of trying to deceive the American people, and why not? Because the American people have found out their agenda by discovering the homosexuals through every deception. Their false premise with civil rights, their false premise with hate crimes, their false premise now with bullying. At every turn, their false premise is discovered. People have seen clearly after the demonstration their version of tolerance and love, when in fact, it is quite the opposite.
It's funny if someone who's on the receiving end of beatings that are justified by the Bible, how pansy some people react and push back.
Attack in and then cry victim is their new face for the world to see. Bigotry to the fullest, hate and intolerance towards anyone who resists their perversion. America must come to the very realization that this agenda undermines everything that we are. John Adams, the second president of these United States, said, "Our Constitution is made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the governments of any other." And Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, reminds us that without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. So there you have it, just to show you, friends, the kind of guys that they're using. And then it's interesting how they try to demonize me and browbeat me, folks. I mean, listen, they're doing this networking together. And all of these, every single one of these abominable human beings surrounded this ministry at every given step, even over in Europe, in the UK, trying to accuse me of wanting to do something to them that they were guilty of, right? Doesn't that sound familiar, friends? 12:9 of Revelation? Yeah. Who's the accuser of the brethren? Well, listen to what Goebbels said, that Nazi. He said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. Now you know the truth of the matter. And the fact of the matter is the Lord gave me the victory again, even when I stood alone. And I'm going to get to this in just a moment. I'm going to give it over to Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve? You got 3 minutes, my friend.
Well, I was going to say, I was down on the Mexican border maybe a month or two ago. I went down to visit my dad in Texas. And I took a boat ride, and the guy on the boat ride was pointing out all the trails that he said are just packed at night. They're lined up, standing in line. So it's pretty sad, you know. You know, and the fence is, the, you know, the, you got a little bit of fence. I mean, you'd swear it was a softball field. It's so short. And a fence with no gate does you no good. And a fence that's not continuous is no good. So, I mean, people always wonder why I call him Donald Trump. But either he's a chump or he's the most betraying guy there is. And either one's no use to me because the problems that are coming from this, it's no different than the tape you just played. I start thinking now, why wake up anybody? Tell them to go back to sleep. They aren't going to do anything once they wake up anyways. They might as well stay asleep. I mean, if we would have been homeschooling, they wouldn't be doing that in the schools. But all anybody ever does is sit there and use excuses. Same thing with, like, Target. I've been boycotting Target for years and Walmart and all that.
Same here.
Everybody else keeps giving them their money.
Yep.
So if they're going to keep, you know, if no one will actually, you know, we need people to fight the Democrats, not cry about the Democrats. And Republicans just cry about the Democrats. Well, that's not a warrior. Warriors don't go out on the battlefield and sob and cry and say the enemy's something horrible. They actually fight. But where's the victory? Where's anybody actually fighting a battle?
Well, I have to do all that I can do and leave the results up to God, said John Quincy Adams, and he's exactly right. Scripture does tell me I'm to occupy, and Scripture also tells me I'm continuously to be faithful to Him, because I know throughout Scripture, Steve, it's my job to keep doing what I'm doing. So at that day, when they stand before the judge, the Lord's going to say, no, you knew Bradley Dean, my son, gave you fair warning year after year, and you didn't take heed. That's how the Lord's mercies expressed throughout Scripture over and over again. With that said, Steve, as far as the chump stuff goes on, I'm totally with you. I totally agree. I'm going to talk about a little bit more about this protest coming up on the other side at Target. And again, thanks for the call, Steve. I totally appreciate it. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of Liberty. Okay, so let's get to this. We're going to have a protest on June 17th, Saturday, June 17th, from 10 to 1 p.m., 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. June 17th, we're going to be surrounding Target. We're going to protest them. People have been coming after me, asking me if we're going to do this thing, and I said, absolutely, we'll do this thing. It's time for protest. It's time for those that have never partaken with spiritual life to jump in the center of this. And you know what happens more than not is you stand back and say, I told you so. There's a lot of life in this, isn't this? When you stand in the sun, remember that's where the life is at, not outside of that. Now, with that said, well, so people are reaching out to me saying, are we going to be doing this, this protest? And I said, okay, we'll do this. We tried the 24th. It didn't work out for people. So I came back and I said, let's do it the 17th. I started to hear nothing but excuses from people. Excuse after excuse. And I'm just thinking to myself, wait a second. I understand you got to do what you got to do, but here's the thing. Aren't you the same people saying your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven? And then when it's time to do his will, you've got plans. And you offer excuses against the will of God. Oh, Bradley, this is your ministry. No, this is the body of Christ. And we're all to do this together. We're to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord, doing his will together, right? The body does that. The apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the pastor. Ephesians 4:11. For what? The perfecting of the saints and the work of the ministry. Hey, you're not a part-time Christian here, people. I don't know where people get that. They're compartmentalized in everything they do, and they follow the rules of the world, too, making void the commandments of God. They take heed to the commandments of men, and using that parable to express what I'm trying to share with you over here and defining my point. I mean, it's embarrassing. It really honestly is. And it's like, okay, well, you know, I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just a little let down. And some of the people that I expected to just jump on and say, let's go. And this is very common in ministry. The people that you expect to be there, they're not the ones that come. It's the ones that you don't expect. And so now that it's time to protest, guess what Bradley's hearing? Excuse after excuse. Listen, folks, I would go out there and stand by myself. I will on the 17th. But what happened to all of those people that love the Lord? Where are you at? He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. 1 John 2:6 tells us, he that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Let me give you a parable that Jesus himself gave, okay? In Luke 14, and I'm going to go ahead and start at verse 16. Listen to what Jesus said. Then said he unto them, a certain man made a great supper, and bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I got to go work. I got to go do my thing. Isn't it interesting how when Jesus called the disciples, they left their nets and they followed him immediately. Or they left tax collecting and their tables and they followed him. Isn't that crazy? But not in America. They don't understand that. They make excuses. I got to go do this first. And I must needs go see it, the Bible says. And I pray thee, have me excused. I got other things going on. I got to go to a parade. I have to. By the way, I even reached out to the representatives and senators and told them what we have going on. That's where you see what they're really about. Okay, these are the ones that are reaching out to me, telling me all the problems that are going on in the state. And then the minute that I respond to them now and reaching out to them and telling them that it's time to go out and protest. And this is a good time for everybody to shine right now in a dark world. That's what Christians do. We're called to follow the light of the world, Jesus Christ. I got one response so far. One response. Okay? And the rest of them, I got to go to these graduation parties. I got to go do this. I got to go do this. Well, listen, let's put it this way. Either you do the will of God, understanding their commandments, not suggestions. And for if you fail to do so in rebelling against him, not just in this particular case, but throughout life, you better understand something. Those things that you want to do, like all the other things, you're not going to have the opportunity to do them if you don't do it under the blessing of the hand of the Lord. The Lord comes first in all things. We're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first commandment. The second is namely like unto this, love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, Matthew 22:37. And to love him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength is to obey him at every given step. Everybody talks about his will being done on this earth. They're the first ones to pray it. And then when it's time to actually do it, I've got this to do and I've got that to do. But these are the ones telling you that the Sodomites are going for the kids. So in other words, what they're telling you is these other things take precedent over me standing up against the crimes of those that work for Satan himself. That's exactly what they're saying. And their priorities are completely backwards. Wait a second. Bradley didn't say that. Our Lord did. I'll get to that in one moment. The Bible tells us in verse 18, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. I bought a piece of ground. I must needs go see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife. Oh my goodness. We could stand behind that one all day long. And therefore I cannot come. Why? Because the wife wears the pants. Oh, I could talk to some people out in Brainerd right now about that one, boy. See this all over the country. I married a wife. They hide behind their wife. That's why the wife is out there doing what the husband should be doing. So I'm high-fiving the wife. I'm not condemning the wife. I'm condemning the man for leaving off his duty before the Lord. I got to go tend to my wife, therefore I cannot come. Wait a second. She's to be your helpmate in your call, not the other way around. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes. Go outside of these people and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind." And guess what? You know who the people are that are responding to this protest on June 17th that we're going to have for 3 hours from 10 a.m. Central to 1 p.m.? You know who they are? They're the exact sorts of people. You know the guy that was just on the phone a moment ago, friends? I just told him, I said, we're talking about doing a protest on the 17th. I'm in. I have other people in Minneapolis. I'm in. Bradley, we're going to do this, right? Pushing to do it. Yep, we're going to do this. All these people out there that are out there telling everybody else what they need to do, these are the ones that are excusing themselves from what God commanded them to do. Oh, I just had a couple of those yesterday, too. Speakers. If I can, I'm not sure, I might have this to do. You know, wait a second, I'm going to see if I got an excuse to make before I actually commit to the Lord. See, it's like this, when people say, I need to pray about it. You know what? I don't need you. I don't want you. I understand what you're talking about, but put it in scriptural context. We're supposed to be prayed up. Jesus used to get up, and he used to pray all night, so he was ready for what was coming in the up-and-coming days in front of him. I've heard this all my life in ministry. When I hear people, I need to pray about it, it's like, okay, we're good. Bye. Don't have time for you. You're supposed to be ready in season and out of season, Scripture tells us. Okay? I remember when I first got saved, went into a church, 400 people, and I've shared this before. We love you, Bradley. We love you, Bradley. We love you, Bradley. The Lord puts me in his position to understand what I'm talking about to you right now. Yeah, okay, you guys all love me. You always tell me I was the trophy of the church. You love me all the time. I got a couple beds and a couple couches I need to move. Can you come help? No, I got this going on. No, it's only going to take an hour. Nope, I got this going on and this going on. Well, wait a second. Where's your love? It's nothing but lip service. And this is what people do to the Lord. You honor him with your lips, but your hearts are far from him. Hey, folks, let me say it again. We have a protest in Minnesota on June 17th. We already let the sheriff know what's going on. He's a friend of ours. And we told him exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to go out on the street and we're going to show those corporations we're not going to put up with it. And we're going to let the communities know what the church is supposed to do. June 17th. Okay? 10 to 1, 3 hours. I got radio that day. That's why it's that short. I don't care if it's raining out, storming out. We're going to stand out there and do what we're supposed to do. If you've never partaken with obedience to the Lord, I'll tell you what, you're going to find your life there. It goes on here in Luke 14, and it talks about over and over and over again how they made their excuses. And the Lord said, well, just ignore those people, go to these people. Okay? Well, isn't it interesting? Gosh, time just flies. You know, it's interesting because I needed to make another point here. This is the fastest hour on national radio. I am going to pick it up tomorrow, and we're going to go from this point to wherever we go tomorrow. Sons of...
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.